Hello and welcome to We the People. The horror of Bilaspur has shaken the conscience of India. But the reason that the poor women in the sterilization camp in Chhattisgarh died is not from natural causes. It was no accident. It was no tragedy. Instead, it was criminal negligence at different levels that actually killed these women, making their deaths near murderers. On We the People today, we look at not just Bilaspur, but beyond Bilaspur to ask how this can be stopped from happening again. Or is it destined to happen again and again if India persists with a sterilization camp approach to population control? The statistics are actually staggering. On the one hand, you have India's population slated to go ahead of China in 2021, making population control an imperative. But on the other hand, why is it that sterilization programs, with their financial lures dangled in front of essentially poor people, are aimed at women rather than men? If you look at the numbers over the last 3 years, between 2010 and 2013, over 97.5% of sterilizations that were performed were on women. Activists say this is because of cultural reasons, because of the unwillingness of men to participate in such programs. But on We the People today, we ask whether the lesson from Bilaspur is that India actually needs to review sterilization or maybe scrap the sterilization policy as an approach to population control. Now, we have of course seen heated politics, the Chief Minister of Chhattisgarh ruling out resignations of either himself or his health minister. Sampit Patra, you can't defend the indefensible. What is strange is that the Chief Minister in an interview to me spoke about karwais, as he called it, against all manners of people, against the medicine manufacturers, where we now know that there was rat poison in the medicines, against the doctor who performed 83 surgeries when the cap is 30 surgeries in a single day. But he ruled out the resignation of his health minister. Why is that?
No, I believe initiation has been taken by the Chief Minister, Mr. Raman Singh, in instituting a judicial inquiry.
Yes.
And if at all, as you rightly said, I should not be defending the indefensible. If a single finger also points towards the involvement or vicarious liability of the health minister, definitely he has to go.
No, but isn't the political accountability his?
No, definitely. As I told, vicarious liability, it has to be proved through an inquiry. And I mean, we have been seeing as to what are the reasons which have been cited for this unfortunate incident. And I have seen today's statement of the health secretary of Chhattisgarh, Mr. Shukla.
Yes.
And he has said that according to the Chhattisgarh Corporation, Medical Science Corporation, which procures the drugs, they only procure the drugs which are lab tested. Though they have a 25% caveat which can be procured by the local units.
But you know, you've got rat poisons in the medicine. So I mean, these women, let's not mince our words. These women were killed. This is not a tragedy. This is murder.
Definitely. I mean, if rat poison was what was found in the medicine, which will be proved only after the report comes, even going by the assumption that it was found,
yes,
it is absolutely murderous. But let me put on fact and on record over here that the Marwa company, which was responsible for manufacturing of this drug, had been blacklisted by the state way back in 2012, March 2012. In fact, the same health minister that we are discussing today had put this issue in the Legislative Assembly on February 2013.
Yeah, but it was blacklisted, but the medicines were still used.
No. I have to complete the sentence. It will bring clarity.
Quickly.
I mean, it went to the court also, and the judicial magistrate of Raipur is looking into the whole issue. Had the court said that the functioning of Marwa company had to be stopped, we should surely.
Okay, Shobha Oza, now the reverse question. By going on saying the health minister should resign, the chief minister should resign, this is not about electoral politics. This is about poor women. And when it comes to the sterilization policy, it was first vastly associated with the Indira Gandhi and Sanjay Gandhi years. So is the Congress in a position to really claim the high moral ground on this?
Barkha, it is not a matter of claiming high moral grounds by any political party.
Yes.
It is the matter of the lives of those poor women. I myself visited Bilaspur.
Yes.
And you won't believe, like, everyone around me had tears in their eyes because these mothers who have died were lactating mothers. And who's responsible? In a government camp where 16 women, 17 women are dead, and these were the people who went for a camp and took medicines given by the government.
Went so, who are you holding the medicines. Responsible? So, who are you holding
the government? Definitely, Barkha. If the government gives the medicine which is supposed to be adulterated, who's responsible? Sambit says, and even I read today, that in 2012,
this manufacturer was blacklisted.
They medicine was banned, Marwa.
Yeah.
Then how did the government buy from the Marwa company again?
The government did not
despite
buy.
Despite the ban.
The government did not buy, as today the health secretary himself has told, that it was because 25% of procurement can be made at a local level. That is, a CMO Bilaspur can buy.
But do you accept that there is political accountability at a moral level? There is political accountability?
No, Barkha, let me be very clear from the very beginning that it's not that I should be over here seen as defending something which is indefensible. And I,
you're
as a doctor...
You're doing that, Sambar.
No,
you're as, starting
just,
again saying just, that it is the same.
Just a second, Soba. I believe as a doctor myself, I understand the pain of a woman or of the family who loses
okay.
someone.
I want to, take,
but
this,
I would
I
like
want to take this
have
beyond
a scientific
the politics.
Temperament
okay,
on
we,
this
we need to take this beyond the politics. And I want to bring in Shailaja Chandra now. Shailaja Chandra, as somebody who has seen this policy from up close in the way that it's executed or implemented, I want to ask you, do you defend the policy per se? And what do I mean by the policy per se? The policy is essentially targeted at women. It has not been successful in enrolling men. It offers currently 600 rupees to a woman who agrees to get sterilized. A poor woman may do much for 600 rupees. Can that then be considered as an informed choice?
You asked me whether I agree with this policy.
Yes.
Now that I'm no longer a bureaucrat, I can share with you that right from the 90s, whenever I dealt with this subject, I made it my effort and my mission to try and convince so many secretaries and bring injectables. Cambodia does it, Sri Lanka does it, Bangladesh does it, Iran, which is a Muslim country, does it. Why are we not doing it? We have political ideologies which have prevented it. Successive governments have just shied away from taking a decision on this. I would say this tragedy is enough to change this policy and bring it.
So you want to do away with sterilization per se?
You can give it as a choice.
But not the dominant mode of contraception.
Yes, yes.
Which it is. Sujata Rao, as somebody who's been health secretary, do you support sterilization camps? This, you know, you see these images of mass camps, poor women lying on the floor, ek ke baad ek, literally being herded like they're cattle.
I don't think anyone who's sane can ever support that. And I don't think we've gone that we need anyone will agree to a camp approach at all. That's not the way to be done. But the, you know, this is a symptom that's waiting to is symptomatic of a supply demand dysfunctionalism. There's a huge demand for family planning contraception and for sterilization.
So you're
and
saying there is a huge demand for sterilization.
There is demand,
and you're agreeing with that, Shailaja.
It's a huge. It's about 36% for the country.
And there, we don't have enough doctors who are trained, and therefore. In the northern states, this is not happening so much in the southern states. In the northern states, the tendency is to have this fixed day approach. Where
but do you believe it's been an effective policy of population control or it needs to be scrapped?
I don't agree with it. I do think that we need to take a health system approach to it. We need to have family planning clinics set up in primary healthcare centers where women should be able to come and be counseled and take whatever they want.
So I'm a little confused. Both of you say there is a demand for sterilization, but you think that demand should be discouraged.
No.
It's a choice, and you can't say no to sterilization. No. It is a preferred choice for many women. When you do it in camps, like what's happened in Chhattisgarh, they just not only contaminated drugs. They had women on the floor. There were no infection control procedures that were precautions that were taken.
So you're saying it's more the way it was done rather than the fact of it being done that's
the
problem.
The point is 83 people can be there, then you should have four doctors and four well apps.
Somebody quick response and then I want to get Dr. Sekhar.
If you get to the records of what was submitted in Parliament in 2012, the report was by sterilization, female sterilization, approximately 12 women die per month across India. It's not
700 deaths between 2009 and 2012.
Yes,
700 deaths.
12 women per month. So it's not that only BJP ruled states has this or the Chhattisgarh only has it. It's a phenomenon.
But you know, Shailaja Chandra says political ideologies of all governments,
of
all parties.
Let me be very clear. It is the left which has always opposed injectables. They have very strong women activists. No one has been able to face and confront the fact that you cannot expose your women to sterilization because you're
okay. Can I get it? Shobha, one second. Dr. Sikdar, as somebody who's actually in government right now looking after this family planning program, why can't you have mass distribution of birth control pills instead of sterilizing women, doing an invasive procedure, offering money? How do you defend this financial lure that is dangled in front of poor people?
Let me clarify, this is not really a financial lure that we are dangling.
What is it then? 600 rupiah?
It's nothing. look, think about the transport that she has to take. Actually, she comes from a far off village to around 30, 40 kilometers. She doesn't come alone. Around 3-4 members of her family also come. The community health workers also come. Then there is nothing, nobody to pay for her refreshment. It doesn't even mitigate the cost. And then after
you're saying it's a compensation.
It is a compensation.
It's not a carrot.
By paying 600 rupees, you cannot sterilize a woman in this country. Sorry.
But you know, we just saw, we've accessed a letter written by the Joint Secretary of your ministry, sent to 11 states in the month of October, actually saying is enhance this compensation, enhance it for women, enhance it for men, enhance it for the health worker. So instead of reducing the role of money in this campaign, we are seem to be increasing it.
It's not the role of money in that sense. Anything in this country, we have incentives. And in the health sector, if you see, for even if you come for a delivery, you get paid. If you complete immunization, you get paid. Why it is that only when you pay something in family planning to a client, there is a lot of hue and cry, and they say it's a question. It's not a question. Coming to the second question about the camp thing, let me clarify it very clearly. We started this because there was a huge Supreme Court directive to us. We've done all of that and we have laid down the standard operating procedures. It's basically the standard operating procedures is not being followed. When we started to change from the camp approach to the fixed day strategies, that is our national strategy.
Yes.
We succeeded in the southern states of the country and the central states of the country like Maharashtra. But in the high focus states like that we have over here, we do not have enough trained providers.
So, Lalita,
most of these women are labor, and they can't go back to work immediately the same day or the next
but
day.
But I must
also form a compensation.
They need 3 weeks.
But you agree with this compensation approach?
The problem in India is that the compensation approach has become more like an incentive approach, because I think enough awareness around this has not been done. And the systemic corruption is so bad in every state, regardless of whatever party may be in power.
Okay, before I get Poonam Utreja and Dr. Abhijit to come in, we're talking about this being compensation. That's what you call it. But state governments have gone to absurd levels to actually create financial incentives. I have here to my right Sunita and Kanhaiya from Rajasthan, and they were told in their sterilization camp that there will be a lottery at the end of the camp or ek jane ko Tata Nano milegi. And they were, of course, the very thrilled winners of this Tata Nano camp. And beyond their happiness at this, I just want to explore a little bit about whether this enabled them to make an informed choice. So, we are telling people that when you went to Nazbandi, you got a Tata Nano in the lottery. So, you will be very happy. Yes, very happy. Yes?
Because
you can't buy a car like that. No, I can't buy it. But I will ask you, your husband is also here. Have you ever thought that इनको करा दे प्रोसीजर या इनको कहें कि निरोध इस्तेमाल कर लें, कॉन्डम इस्तेमाल कर लें? नहीं मानेंगे ना? आप क्या बोलेंगे इसमें? आपको लगा ये नसबंदी कर आपको अपनी पत्नी की करवानी चाहिए थी? ठीक लगा आपको?
अच्छा है।
आपने कभी सोचा कि आप भी करवाएं या ऑपरेशन ना करवाएं, और भी तरीके हैं?
नहीं सोचा था। नहीं सोचा था।
नहीं सोचा? किसी ने आपको कभी बोला, आपका जो मोटे आशा वर्कर थी, हेल्थ वर्कर थी, किसी ने आपको बोला?
नहीं नहीं, किसी ने नहीं बोला था।
अच्छा, आप बताइए, पैसे भी मिलते हैं, 600 रुपया मिला होगा आपको और नैनो गाड़ी भी मिला। कुछ लोग कहेंगे कि भाई आप लोग गरीब लोग हैं, आपने आपने ये जो फैसला लिया, आपने गाड़ी और पैसे के लिए लिया, आपने अपनी सेहत के लिए नहीं लिया।
अपने सेहत के लिए लिया।
अगर गाड़ी नहीं होती और पैसे नहीं होते तो आप ये फैसला लेती?
फिर भी करवाती।
कितने बच्चे हैं आपके?
दो बच्चे।
कभी सोचा कि और बच्चे पैदा
करें? नहीं, कभी नहीं सोचा, बस यही काफी है, दो बच्चे।
आप मुझे कह रही है कि गाड़ी गाड़ी का एक प्राइस होना आपके लिए कोई मतलब फैक्टर नहीं था?
वो तो मेरे ख्वाब ही नहीं था।
वो तो ख्वाब नहीं था, तो वो 600 रुपया या गाड़ी की वजह से नहीं किया आपने?
नहीं, गाड़ी की वजह से नहीं किया, ये तो लकी ड्रॉप खुला था।
Now she says I would have done it anyway.
Therefore, it proves the point that you don't need to give incentives or money to people because there is a huge need for family planning. The tragedy is that we have very limited resources in India. The budgets for health are some of the lowest in any compared to any part of the world.
Do you agree
but
with financial incentivization?
I do not
do you agree,
agree
with handing out Tata Nanos?
I do not absolutely agree with that, because in this case, she may have still gone for it, but men will and families will take women to camps if incentive is provided. To those incentives that are provided, it's a huge amount of money. We should put that for giving
better infrastructure and doctors and surgeons.
The doctor also gets, if you see, it's now become, it was earlier 75 rupees, the doctor gets now 150 rupees per procedure that he does.
Yeah.
And so why won't he do 84 instead of 30, which he's
supposed to? Because he makes more money.
He makes
more
money.
So you're saying do away with the financial incentives.
Absolutely.
Do away with it. Dr. Abhijit, would you agree? Do away?
We don't need financial incentives. You see, we are stuck in a mindset of 30 years ago. We are still feeling a couple of things. Number one, people don't want family planning. Very clear message, young people want small families. Mm. We have a problem program because young people actually don't need sterilization. Mm. Younger couples need spacing methods. Instead, we have a mass sterilization approach which requires the highest trained doctor, which is the, you know, the weakest component of your system. There are Supreme Court standards. I am responsible for that case. I'm part of the case that actually led to the Supreme Court guidelines. Year after year, we have found there is no oversight whether the standards are being followed or not. 2 years ago, yeah, we had Kapar Phoda. 1 year ago, we had Manikchak in Malda. Same thing. The point is, the pointers have been there. But the central government, whoever be in the central government, have been ignoring
it. Before I get the politicians back, Shailaja and Sujata, do you agree with Poonam and that the incentive should be done away with?
Barkha, my understanding is that they're right. That if you give good quality service, women don't need to be incentivized.
So you would remove the incentives?
If there was good quality service.
You would remove the incentives?
Yes. I would, provided there's good quality.
I think Mr. Sikta said it right, Dr. Sikta said it in the beginning. It's not an incentive. Yes. It is a facilitation. And it should not be misunderstood. A woman coming from 40
to Tata Nano car is a facilitation.
In one district
in Madhya Pradesh, gun licenses were promised to men who in Shivpuri in Madhya Pradesh, gun licenses to somehow lure men into
agreeing. I'm talking about the 600. I'm not talking about the Nano car. That is absolutely unacceptable.
But when you have no money for getting in more doctors, if we don't have money for beds, we have no business to be giving women.
So why not use this money for all of
yes,
that?
Yes, exactly.
Now, Sambit Patra, I read in reports, and please explain this to me, that the Chhattisgarh government had a target of 150 to 180,000 sterilizations to be achieved. Actually, India signed a convention in Cairo in the 1990s saying there will be no targeted sterilization camps, but targets exist.
No,
that is almost.
Lalita,
the truth is that I think almost every state has still got targets.
No,
every state has still got targets.
The health minister himself came out the next day and he has clarified, saying that it is not target driven; it is demand driven.
Doctor Sikta, are there targets?
It is demand driven. It is not target driven. And as far as the incentive is concerned,
you'll have to give me two or three.
Okay, I'll let Shobha come and then you'll
have to. But there are no targets at all.
There are no targets.
I'll explain that.
Barkha, the point is, any program when you want to do when you are implementing on scale, you have to quantify some measurement goals.
But is there
a target? There is no target.
India has agreed to the UN program to reach more than 40 million couples by 2020. Isn't that a target?
I just wanted one line.
In Chhattisgarh, let me make it very clear to you, Begha community, tribal community, is a community which is distinguishing. So the court has given order.
A prohibition that, for any birth
prohibition
control in
for
that.
Any sterilization in that
Begha
community.
Tribe.
And Begha community women were also in this camp.
So I agree with you. That's what I'm saying.
Then if there was no target, they were running after,
to have to interrupt, but I really think that this debate is too large for us to start Tutu Meme sitting on this stage.
I agree.
Ultimately, the women of this country are suffering.
I have an academic point.
And I request that you put aside these petty differences.
We need to make it.
Dr. Sikdar, you're going to deny that there are targets. I'm going to say to you that in real terms, the name must have been changed. It's maybe expectations, it's maybe budgeting.
But you're still.
I'll explain that.
Expected level of achievement.
I'll explain that.
But it is same as a target.
Just let me speak.
Yes. Yes.
Earlier, the targets were there. There's no second thoughts about that.
Yes.
It was arbitrary. It was top down. It was said from the top that you have to do such and such numbers.
Yes.
Now, the targets are not there. What she is saying, expected level achievement, is based on the ground need, the felt need, which is actually available as a survey.
The number.
I'll tell you the number for Chhattisgarh here and now.
Yes.
Its unmet need is 24.2. Okay. The unmet need of India is 21.2 and Chhattisgarh unmet need is 24.2. And this, out of this 24.2, the unmet need for limiting is 10%. Now, when I extrapolate this into numbers, the number comes to around 4.5 lakh sterilizations in a year. Chhattisgarh is doing only 17% of that. And in fact, we are not. No. This is not targeting.
This is not
targeting. This is not target. This is the ground
demand.
The ground demand. No, we are not going for 4.5 lakh. We are not telling Chhattisgarh for 4.5 lakh.
Barka, let me just clarify. What is target and not target? Because I was in the ministry when family planning was being implemented as a target-oriented picture.
Yes.
Then the secretary those days used to review all the secretaries of state governments for half a day on family planning, and the secretary would be taken over coals if the target was not met. You'd be punished. An ALM would be punished if she didn't meet her target.
Yes.
Today it doesn't happen. You show me one example where any ALM or a doctor or any functionary
okay, Abhijit,
punished.
You, Poonam, you, are saying, you go even in Chhattisgarh, the ASHAs are saying they have targets. The women who have come there are saying
target.
ASHAs brought them saying incentive.
Yeah.
There are targets for sterilization. They should be, even if they want numbers, they want to calculate, it should be for a method mix.
And we have the number by the way.
Okay, one
minute.
One second. Let's just hear from a few more women. Here is शमीमा है. शमीमा जी, आप ने भी नसबंदी कराई
जी?
कितने बच्चे हैं?
पांच बच्चों
की बात करें.
हाँ.
तो आपने ये कैसे फैसला लिया ये नसबंदी कराने का?
ये मेरी तबीयत सही नहीं रहती थी इसलिए.
और जब पांच आपने कभी पांच बच्चे चाहते थे कि गलती से हो गए?
नहीं.
चाहते थे कि आदमी से दबाव था, परिवार से दबाव था?
दबाव क्या होगा, बच्चे मेरे थे ना सब.
पर आपने कभी सोचा कि नसबंदी कराने के बजाय मैं अपने आदमी को बोल दूं वो निरोध इस्तेमाल कर ले, या मैं कोई दवाई खा लूं उससे भी रुक सकती है?
नहीं, तो मतलब वो कुछ भी कोई फायदा ना होता था.
क्यों?
जब मेरी तबीयत सही रहती थी वो दवाई भाई मैं निरोध कभी नहीं लिया.
नहीं, निरोध तो आदमी कॉन्डम पहनता है.
आदमी किया मगर वो भी नहीं,
वो माना कभी आपने उसे बोला?
नहीं.
अच्छा, आप मुझे बताइए विद्या, आपने भी कराई नसबंदी?
मैंने नसबंदी नहीं कराई, मैंने अपने पति की करवाई नसबंदी. बच्चा पैदा करने की जिम्मेदारी हम औरतों के लिए है, तो क्यों ना ये जिम्मेदारी पुरुषों को दिया जाए. और वो सबसे सरल भी है और आसान भी है. और महिलाओं को तो बच्चा पैदा करना है साल में, फिर हर महीने उनको माहवारी हो जाती है, महीना जाता है इतना ज्यादा खून जाता है, तो कमजोरी महिलाओं को होती है और ना उनको खुराक मिल पाता है. तो मैंने कहा बच्चा पैदा करने की जिम्मेदारी हमारे है, तो बच्चा बंद करने की जिम्मेदारी आप लोगों को लेना चाहिए. मैंने यही राय दी, अपना नसबंदी नहीं कराना, अपने हस्बैंड का कराना. तो उन्होंने भी अपने हस्बैंड का ही कराया.
पर आपने, आपको मुश्किल नहीं हुई आदमी को मनाने में?
नहीं, मुझे मेरे सास ने तो बोला था कि नहीं अब तुम अपना कराओ. मैंने कहा नहीं, कुछ जिम्मेदारी पुरुषों की भी होनी चाहिए. आदमी अगर नसबंदी कराएगा तो एक हफ्ते बाद ही वो साइकिल भी चला सकता, कहीं पर भी जा सकता, काम कर सकता है. पर आदमी को मानसिकता बनानी बहुत जरूरी है.
पर मैं आपसे एक बात पूछूं, ज्यादातर जो स्टेरिलाइजेशन है 90% से ज्यादा पिछले जो 3 साल में हुए वो औरतों पे भी हुए हैं. मतलब आप एक अलग किस्म की कहानी है कि आपके आदमी मान गए. वैसे आप भी जानती होंगी कि आदमी लोग नहीं मानते.
आदमी नहीं मानते हैं, पर कहीं ना कहीं उनको जैसे शादी होने के बाद अगर हम यूथ लड़कों को जानकारी दें तो वो जरूर तैयार होंगे. क्योंकि सरकार की भी जब इतना फैमिली प्लानिंग के ऊपर इतना पैसा खर्च कर रही है सरकार, पर इस तरह से यूथ लड़कों को क्यों नहीं इस तरह से.
पर पैसे, ये जो पैसे देते हैं गरीब औरतों को देने,
पैसे जो गरीब औरतों को दिया जाता है उसको एक तरह से एक उनकी समझ बनानी चाहिए, ना कि उनको पैसा दिया जाए. अगर वो बीमार होती है, उनकी तबीयत खराब होता है नसबंदी के दौरान, उनका सही इलाज होना चाहिए, ना कि उनको 600 रुपए देकर, उनको लालच देकर उनको इस तरह के उसमें लाना चाहिए.
वो वैसे भी अब 600 नहीं, अब 1300 है, डबल हो गए हैं इंसेंटिव्स. How many of you actually support doing away with, whether you want to call it compensation or incentive? Lalita, what do you think?
I don't think there should be compensation or incentive, because it's been proved that women will come for sterilization if they have a need, regardless of that.
Abhijit, you heard Vidya speaking. I mean, extraordinary, in a sense, fortitude and good sense, but an exception.
I think it's not an exception. It's the point is we have never gone out to the men and talked to them about becoming responsible partners. The only way we have seen men is as targets of NSV. As a group, we still have the cultural...
But Sujata and Dr. Sikdar and Sambit are saying they're no targets.
It's targets for NSV. At the operational level, it's targets. They can keep saying as much as they want. We go to the field. You talk to any Asha, she has a target.
Alex, can I come in here?
Tell them, but they tell us.
Okay, I'm going to go back to the politician, but first Dr. Sikdar. Yeah.
Let us see it in the context of the national population policy. We had the immediate need of reducing the unmet need. We have the intermediate need of bringing the total replacement
fertility level to 2.1, and the long-term goal of bringing it to 2045 is the population stabilization level. See, if there was target, don't you think we would have achieved it? We have missed all three targets. Secondly,
but that means there are targets.
It's the targets of the population policy. Now here comes another thing, telling data.
Yeah.
We did 55 lakh sterilizations in the country in 2009-10. Today it is 42, 43 lakhs. It is coming down, and we have projected it's going to go down further. So where is the case of the question of where is the case of targets?
Down? It's coming down because look at the demographics of this country. The majority of the people are young people who do not go for sterilization. They need spacing. They need to postpone
I
just want to get the Congress and the BJP back in, then Shailaja.
People spend most of their money today for their health and preventive expenditures in the private sector. Even the poorest go to the private sector. It's only those women who can't afford at all.
Can I ask the panel to raise your hand, because that's the only way to take a poll. Raise your hand if you think the financial element of this program should be scrapped. So that's your hand. That's only four hands going up. Shailaja, you don't agree.
I don't, because it's not an incentive. I said at the beginning, it is
a politician will never agree with money being
given.
A nano and a gun license is a shocking aberration.
Yeah.
Please don't confuse it with the 600 rupees.
Totally agree with
don't
you.
Give money.
It's not 600 rupees.
Even if it is 400.
Let her complete her point. My question to you is that the surgeons. 8 minutes. Puna, 1 minute. The health worker.
I'll tell you why, sir.
Can I ask a question, please? The health worker who motivates women into these camps is paid. The surgeon is paid. The nurse is paid. Everybody is paid. Doesn't that create an automatic incentive, Shailaja, to perform more surgeries than you should in a day?
You have a woman like this woman.
Yes.
In her house. She cannot take the pill because she gets nausea. Tabiyat theek nahi, she said. She cannot make her husband use the condom. For obvious reasons, he's going to just not do it. IUD cannot be put on every woman. She needs to be told by someone, this is a facility, there is going to be a camp. If you want, I will accompany you. All this, if you don't give some money, as you might say, she'll just sit at home and not
Okay. Now
she's not a paid worker. Asha is not a paid worker.
Where do the politicians come in on this?
This is infantilizing a woman.
You're damn good at trading political charges. Where do you come in on policy, Shobha Oza and Sambit Patra, looking back at the infamous Nazbandi years of Turkman Gate and, you know, in a way, sterilization camp started with Indira and Sanjay. Are you willing? Is the Congress today willing to change the policy?
See, there have to be sterilization camps. It is a must.
Why?
See, I'll tell you why. Let me justify what I'm saying.
Okay.
There have to be camps because it is the poorest. They will not go by themselves to private doctors. They don't have the money. We have to have government camps. What I mean to say, we have to have government camps. Government has to
encourage. And you didn't raise your hand about financial compensation, which means you agree with it.
Balka, I'll tell you why. These poor, see, if you take the case of these poor, just allow me.
It's disrespect of the poor, says Dr. Abhijit.
No, it's not that. It's not that. Let me tell you. These poor tribal women or poor women, they don't have enough to eat even. They're on a daily wages. They're so poor, you have to give them incentive, you have to convince them, you have to take them.
Let's move on.
Yeah.
Okay. frequently now.
Since I'm a surgeon, I remember, I'll just narrate a small incident. Yeah. I was in a government setup for a long span of time, in a very famous government setup in which we used to have major surgeries on one side and a small OT was dedicated to sterilization surgeries.
Yes.
One of the surgeons who used to be assigned a day and he used to perform the surgeries there. I remember suddenly I saw a very old maid of mine. I mean, she was working in my house long many years ago. She had come for sterilization with her bahu. Then I told, "Acha, aap abhi aayi hai." So then she told, "Ki theek hai, I have shifted to some other place in Haryana now. Now that I have an incentive, I can travel and I can come and at least for 6 days, this poor," okay. She told, she's a poor bahu of mine. She would not be working as a maid servant. So we have something, we have earned back, and that's the reason.
So you're saying that's
why
that financial
incentive
is important.
So it was a compensation.
Okay.
And just a second, if you do not compensate, anyway, they'll get sterilized. The issue is they'll only further the days of the
future. Okay, before all of you come in, now let's hear from some other women. Aap Lucknow se aayi
hain?
Kya naam hai aapka?
Mera naam Manju Bala hai, main health worker hoon.
Acha, to aapne bhi nazbandi karai?
Haan, maine tubectomy karai hai, lekin bahut matlab pareshaniyon se.
Kyun?
Kyunki mere husband to taiyar nahi ho rahe the aur saas jo thi wo kehti hai, mera beta to ghar ka mukhiya hai. वो कैसे ऑपरेशन कराएगा? वो नहीं कराएगा, जो कराना है तुम कराओ, मेरे बेटे को कुछ हो जाएगा तो मेरे बुढ़ापे को कौन देगा?
तो आपने कुछ लड़ाई की इसके बारे में?
हाँ, मैंने लड़ाई करी. मैंने कहा ठीक है, अगर आप ये कहते हैं कि मैं नसबंदी कराऊं, ठीक है मैं करवा लूंगी, लेकिन इसके अलावा आप अपना कोई साधन इस्तेमाल कर ले. आजकल जैसे निरोध चला है तो हस्बैंड हमारे कहते हैं निरोध में क्या मजा है, कोई मजा नहीं जिंदगी का आता है, ये बिल्कुल बेकार चीज है, मैं इसको इस्तेमाल नहीं करूंगा.
कितने बच्चे थे?
मेरे दो ही बच्चे थे और परिवार भी बहुत ही गरीब था, जिसमें मतलब ये था कि एक टाइम खाना मिले तो दूसरे टाइम पर सोचना पड़ता था.
तो एक तरह से आप कहेंगे आपने मर्जी से नहीं कराई, कोई और चारा नहीं था?
हाँ, चारा नहीं था मेरे पास.
और ये जो पैसे दिए जाते हैं 600 रुपया, ये आपको लगता है ये जरूरी है गरीब औरतों के लिए?
मेरे ख्याल से तो ये बहुत ही कम है. जिस तरह से आजकल जननी सुरक्षा में 1400 दिए जा रहे,
आपको लगता है ज्यादा देना चाहिए?
नसबंदी में ज्यादा देना चाहिए, प्लस मतलब उनके फैमिली को देखते हुए, आर्थिक स्थिति को देखते हुए उनको ज्यादा मिलना चाहिए.
पर आपसे पूछूंगी, आप हेल्थ वर्कर है शायद?
आशा.
अच्छा, तो आप लोग औरतों को लेके जाते हैं स्टेरिलाइजेशन कैंप में, तो आपको भी पैसे मिलते हैं? जिस जितने लोगों को आप ले जाएंगे उतने ज्यादा पैसे मिलते हैं, तो लोग तो यही कहेंगे कि आप पैसे के लिए ज्यादा लोगों को ले जाएंगे?
जी, लोग तो यही कहेंगे, लेकिन कुछ लोग सोचते हैं, जो समझते हैं कि मेरा परिवार सीमित रहे, वो लोग जाते हैं अपनी मर्जी से.
पर आपको लगता है ये पैसे देने चाहिए या नहीं देने चाहिए?
पैसे उनको देने चाहिए.
आपको भी तो मिलते हैं?
जी, हमें 150 रुपए मिलते हैं. वो लोग सोचते हैं कि ऑपरेशन करवाने के बाद, नसबंदी करवाने के बाद कमजोरी आ जाती है उसको, मतलब कुछ खाने पीने के लिए.
आपको लगता है कि अगर आपके आदमी मान लेते तो आप नसबंदी कराते? अगर वो निरोध पे मान?
नहीं, फिर मैं नहीं कराती.
So can I put this to the audience? I mean, I don't know how many of you are willing to be as honest as she is, but have you discovered, if those of you who think men are simply unwilling to be part of the contraception process, please raise your hand, that the whole onus falls on the women. The whole onus falls on the women.
Yeah. Almost everybody. See, I have been practicing gynecology for last 30 years. I see women day in and day out. It is a myth, you know, the men folk doesn't want to use condom. Very few people they opt. Women come and they complain that they don't want to use.
Yeah.
Second thing they complain that there is no supply of condoms, that is why the failure happens. So I always encourage them, why can't you keep 2 packs of condoms at home like you buy grocery, why don't you keep it?
Uh-huh.
But still the major force is that, again, the pleasure factor comes in. They are not ready to use.
Okay, let me just take this back now to Sujata. You were trying to make a point for a long time on this financial incentives business. Go ahead.
What I was saying was,
raise your hands. Yeah.
If you gave up the financial incentives,
yes,
it would put the pressure on the government to provide quality treatment. To ensure that they send the 108 van to the villages and get the people picked up and bring them. So the transportation, the diet, the quality of care, everything would be on the onus of the government facilities to perform.
Okay.
And I think therefore this is one reason that...
To do away with it?
And instead, to solve that kind of problem of poverty, which is also
but there's no dearth of money.
See,
take my words very seriously. It is not that a huge country as India does not have money to have a good medical system over here. Only thing is, so you lack an intention somewhere.
So why not?
You have the intention. The 600 rupees paid to a poor lady cannot do all the goodness.
Chhattisgarh, there was no intention.
No, I told you the results. 12 women
shouting. It's impossible to follow this. Shobha, Sambit, calm down, please.
Money, let me tell you. Chhattisgarh is spending 800 rupees per capita for secondary and tertiary care. And hardly 350 for primary health care.
Dr. Sikdar, why?
The money component should continue. As I very right at the outset, I very clearly said that when you are having women from the far off villages coming to avail of a service, if you are not providing the money or at least the transport power, you are depriving the woman further. What happens is that that woman is not able to get a tubectomy, which is a method of her choice. After that, she goes for abortion as a method of choice, and that leads to unsafe abortion and maternal mortality.
Poonam, counter that.
But you know, instead of providing good quality services,
that we are providing.
And they're saying, no, you are not providing good quality services.
That is what they're providing.
They are not providing good quality services. No woman should die because she comes to get a sterilization. And there are deaths throughout the country, and the numbers have been given in parliament.
Okay, Lalita, 700 deaths in between 2009 and 2012.
No woman should die for any health reason, not just sterilization.
Yeah.
The fact is that I'd like to suggest that instead of us fighting so much amongst ourselves, if we could start thinking out of the box.
Yes,
if
exactly.
As Dr. Patra says, that there is sufficient money, then why don't we use those incentives for other people? For example, one of the most important negatives in the Indian health system, the government system, is that we don't have doctors willing to go to rural areas. Give incentives to those people.
Okay.
Force them to go to rural areas.
Shailaja,
they don't have to travel.
Shailaja, I want to just read out.
Can we look at other ways of doing it?
One statement that Farhan Akhtar sent us on the show. He's of course become an ambassador for the United Nations. And I want you to respond to what he's saying. It's the biggest question mark in my mind is the sterilization drive itself. Money for sterilization will always be targeted at the most marginalized families, who in turn will target the most marginalized member of their own family, that is the woman or the girl. This exploitation by a system shows up in the male versus female statistics. According to research conducted, female sterilization in India ranges between 35 to 86%. Male sterilization ranged between 0.6 to 2%. Even if these figures are wrong by 50%, the disparity is alarming. There are more humane ways to control the population.
What he has written, the statistics are correct.
Then?
You have a state like Bihar, probably among the most backward. Mr. Nitish Kumar, when he was the chief minister in his first term, put all his might behind pushing vasectomies.
Yes.
Vasectomies went up 85%. Yeah. Why? There was a political will. If there were a political will, if you had role models, I wrote an article and a police commissioner wrote back, I had a vasectomy done. It has not ruined my family life in any way. By the way, men get 1,100 rupees.
Yeah. Yes.
But they still don't go.
Men get much more. Yes. No? Okay, can we take a few questions here? Yes.
The camp should go on. I'm a gynecologist. I work in an institute, but I know the ground reality. If not sterilization, can you imagine what happens to that poor female from a tribal area?
Yes.
She has to undergo septic abortion or postpartum hemorrhage, and she dies because of
method
that. Sterilization, you go to their doorstep. You don't go to their doorstep. They will not come to us. They will not come to us. You ask her to put copper tea, she'll say it upar chad jayega. Condom, pati use nahi karega. I will tell you, I am a gynecologist. Do you know how much follow up? See, the thing is, for no, you have to tell us. You
If you give them proper education, if you give them proper information, if you give them proper services,
that's what I was telling you about the Cairo Declaration, the development of the best way.
But then why are we still persisting with the sterilization camp?
I strongly feel that, you know, roti, kapra or makan, I think we need to add another word, roti, kapra, makan and sex. Let's get driving this into the child's mind in 12, 13 and teens. Let's drive that in the rural part of this country where we're talking about 50% or more are dying out there for whatever problems. What the hell are we not getting into?
But what about men who don't use contraceptions? Yeah. I mean, as a man, what do you say about this?
Hey, look, I'll give you my own example. This is a true example, Barakha. We've never discussed this pre-show, post-show. I was married to this girl, she's my wife. My first child was an accident. Okay, when I went to my family doctor, he said, Rajiv, you want to drop the child? I said, no. I will not like to. I have two children, my second child was also an accident. If I was a wise person, I could have used that word spacing this lady used here. I remember a time when I was graduating, when the government of India were distributing Nirods.
Yes.
I, as a college student, a group of 10 of us traveling in a Rajdhani from Calcutta to Delhi, we have blown up Nirods as balloons and tied up on the train, I believe.
Yes, yes, yes. Yes.
Why can't the ministers and the government do that and drive this? This is what this can do.
One more question here. Yes.
None of us talked about the coercive population policies like the two-child norm. Population policies like the two-child norm are nothing but the complete violation of human rights, as they work on the ideology of controlling a woman's reproductive right and a woman's...
But are you saying the two-child norm should not be...
Definitely, the two-child norm should not be encouraged.
Dr. Sikdar, is there a two-child norm? And okay, I have a question. If you want to incentivize, why not create a financial incentive? I'm asking the opposite question of her for those who have only two children or for those who have a girl child.
Well, there are so many ways to come out with incentives and variations of incentives, but I'll answer your two-child norm. The government of India
doesn't have a two-child policy.
Ma'am, please let me finish. A two-child policy. It's basically you have four or five or one, whatever, it's up to you.
What is hum do hamare do?
Nahi, hum do hamare do to khatam ho gaya na. Those signals have gone.
Khatam ho gaya.
Three lines from a report in the parliament. Just a second, ma'am. Laws were enacted to punish the poor by depriving them of ration cards in Andhra Pradesh or in denying them the democratic rights to stand for elections if they had more than two children, as in Rajasthan, Odisha, Madhya Pradesh, Haryana.
It does not.
So in fact, such kind of policies did exist.
I'm taking a break. When we come back, just last comments. We're absolutely out of time and a few more questions. Coming back, the fact that this is so heated actually shows that perhaps there hasn't been enough public debate on our population policy. Coming back in just a minute from now. Watching We the People, it's now confirmed that there was rat poison in the medicines that were administered to the women in the Bilaspur sterilization camp. But beyond what happened in Bilaspur and the criminal negligence there, do we need a change in the sterilization policy? Shailaja, you want to come in on the spurious medicines and the rat poisoning?
Yes, I do, because it is a very, very serious all India problem. When you do local purchase, you go to these riffraff kind of people who are suppliers. They may be blacklisted, they may not. There is no quality check. Most of the posts of drug controllers are lying vacant, even in the central government. The enforcement is zero.
Okay, I'll get Sampath to respond to that in just a moment.
What happens if after a sterilization a woman gets divorced? This is an irreversible process.
A repair case done.
Is it reversible?
It is reversible.
Is it complicated to reverse it?
It is possible, but the reversal is not guaranteed. In fact, before the sterilization is conducted, the counselling is done to the extent of saying that it's a permanent
method. Therefore, I come back to my question of why not alternative methods. Question here.
About the incentives, the fact that they are getting the money is the most important thing for them.
My question over here is that when we were talking about this case, that this company, Marwa, it was blacklisted. It's been 2 years now. There have been two changes in the government now in the centre. Don't you think it is a question of high-level corruption?
Government hasn't changed.
Okay, Sambit.
The same health minister also.
Please, can I? The government had banned the company. It was
why did the government...
The court has not taken a call on it. The government has filed a petition in the court in 2013.
I have to end now.
And now the call has to be taken by
the court. I have to end now. Last question here. Show us, Sambit. That's it. Question.
Actually, it should be given because it is a form of incentive so that the woman can come to the place, because we ourselves as a doctor, we see that nobody comes for sterilization.
Okay, so there continue to be divisions. I'm going to give everybody 30 seconds each to make the last point. We'll start with the politicians.
The chairperson of Women's Commission, I would just like to ask, such an incidents, horrifying incidents happened in Chhattisgarh. Did you send your team for fact finding to why did the women die?
30 seconds in response.
Yes, we have asked that we send a commission there. We have got a reply from the state government regarding it. We've also asked in subsequently what happened in UP. Two teams are going to be going, and that is done. But
nobody went there, ma'am.
Okay, please, I'm out of time.
From your side.
please, can the major political parties stop politicizing?
Yes. No, we're not politicizing.
It is. Unfortunately, you are.
30 seconds. Shobha, 30 seconds.
When matters of women, their health is concerned, I believe the lowest thing that we all can do is politicize the issue.
Okay.
For God's sake, let's not do that.
Okay, Dr. Sekta, 30 seconds, please.
Samvid, remember that in future when it happens.
Dr. Sekta, please, can the politicians stop now?
Whatever has happened is really shocking, and in some ways we also feel very responsible for it. But then the program should not get a negative sort of a thing. We in the ministry are trying hard to improve the quality, because we have to understand that family planning is one of the program. It is not really population centric anymore from the Ministry of.
Okay, Poonam, 30 seconds.
It is actually for maternal health and child health.
Tragic as it may be, I hope this will be an opportunity to give more choice to women, give respect to women, give quality. And camps do not give any respect to women. And politicians do not.
I think the lessons must be drawn from this, and accountability structures must be put in, and quality assurance has to be made mandatory.
Okay, Shailaja?
The whole family planning program should come on the front burner of the central government, and through them the state governments. Much more choice ought to be given. If there is a mishap of this kind, people should be jailed for it.
Yes. I agree. Abhijit, last thoughts.
Mass sterilization camps are not acceptable. Number two, we have to do away with all forms of targets, incentives from the ground up. And number three, we have to engage men as responsible partners. Yes. We cannot throw them
out. So I'm going to give them the last word to Vidya, who's actually spoken about getting a husband to be sterilized instead of her. And aap iska prachar bhi karte hain auraton ke beech mein. Aur maine suna hai ki aap gaane bhi gaate hain is prachar karne ke liye. To aap zara bataiye kaise prachar karte hain.
लोहा लाओ, लकड़ लाओ, पेचकस लाओ, खूब चलाओ, जितना चलाओ उतना ही पाओ. मशीन तो चलती जाती, पैदा ही करती जाती, ना वो दुलार मांगे, ना वो प्यार मांगे, ना वो सम्मान मांगे, वो तो बस चलती जाती, पैदा ही करती जाती. हम औरतों को बच्चा पैदा करने की एक मशीन समझा जाता है. क्या हम बच्चा पैदा करने की मशीन है क्या? परिवार में दबाव है, बेटा पैदा करो, और सरकार कहती है एक बच्चा पैदा करो. मेरे कोख में मेरा ही अधिकार होना चाहिए, ना कि सरकार का, ना डॉक्टर का, ना परिवार का, ना पति का.
I don't think anything more needs to be said. I definitely think she wins the prize today for being the best voice on this program. Thank you so much, everybody. Thank you.